Welcome to the Bleacher Creature Podcast, everybody. I'm Michael Kennedy. Hope we are finding you well on this What's My Monday morning. I don't know when we're coming to you from or at what time, but hopefully we're catching you well and you're ready to hear me ramble about everything that's went on this past week in UNA Athletics. It was a busy week, even though we didn't have football, and we're going to jump right in. We've got volleyball to talk about, soccer. We'll talk about this weekend's football game against Shorter, even though that's probably going to be a wash. UNA loses that one. That's going to be a major disappointment. We'll talk some about the baseball scrimmages over the weekend and a little basketball as it's getting ready to go next week. We'll definitely be talking a lot more about that this coming episode next week, but we'll probably do a full preview. But in the meantime, we're going to get started with a little volleyball talk. Lost 0-3 at Liberty, the Fighting Falwells, over the weekend. Fell to 2-19 overall, winless in A-Sun play, 0-12. The ladies are having trouble just winning a set, not to mention actually competing in a match. I'm not sure really, because I'm not a volleyball expert. I do go to the games and enjoy them, but I'm not sure what a reasonable expectation was for this season, but it hurts to be winless in conference play. We really hadn't even come close. Rallied, won a couple sets against North Florida a couple weeks ago, but besides that, it's been a rough go. Got a couple games this weekend at home, though. Friday against Stetson, 7 p.m. And Sunday against Jacksonville at 1. To be honest, here in the later part of the year, the best part about going to the volleyball games is just seeing what progress they've made on Flowers Hall. Otherwise, it's really been hard to watch. I just don't know what the reasonable expectation for that team was. This is just my second year of having season tickets and really buying into the program and going. And this is Coach White's first year, so that's just going to take some time. And it can be frustrating to come and watch our favorite team get pummeled, but that's just part of what this process is all about and taking, and hopefully things will improve. One of the major things that, you know, really sticks out to me is the fact there's nobody local on our volleyball team. You go up and down the roster, you won't find anybody within 50 miles of here, here being Florence. And that's really interesting that there's nobody local on the squad, and I'm going to be real curious to see if we recruit locally. We've had coaches in other sports in the past that didn't. Maybe Bob White won't. I don't know. But I do know we have a very talent-rich area in high school volleyball. So hopefully recruiting will go well no matter where he decides to get his athletes. And we can definitely improve upon this year, because it's been rough. Very, very rough. Especially for those of us that are going to the games. Because you pull so hard for them, and they just, the effort is there. they haven't quit. They play hard. It's just the talent gap is obvious, even to a novice fan like myself for that sport. Either way, like I said, Friday and Sunday, two conference games, so if you're out and about, it's fun. It's fun for the family. So come out and get a sneak preview of what Flowers Hall looks like, because it's coming together pretty awesome. So at least you get to do that by going. Well, on to the most exciting thing of the weekend so far, and that would be the soccer team going to NJIT for the A-Sun tournament and winning two games to advance to the championship round in Nashville on Saturday. The ladies will play Lipscomb this coming weekend for an A-Sun championship, and they really overcame a lot this season. Started the year very, very hot. Had a painful slump towards the end of the season, but by the skin of their teeth were able to get into the A-Sun tournament and have done some major damage now that they've got in. Winning two over the weekend, that was awesome. Especially yesterday, that was a lot of fun, being Sunday. Beat NJIT on their home field 3-0, and they didn't just beat them. I mean, it was a 3-0 win in collegiate soccer. That's just demoralizing for the team that gets beat. UNA just took them out of it. I mean, they came prepared. They were ready to play. Just fun to watch. Just can't say enough about the way these ladies have played this year, because they have played awesome. And they're 11-8-1 on the year, and may not sound like the greatest record, but keep in mind, I mean, this is first year Division I soccer, and they're going to play for a championship Saturday. And to me, that sets the bar, folks, because nobody thinks you can compete in a transition year, and here we are in soccer fixing to play for a championship. And that's just shows the preparation for the program to, you know, be ready for the challenge at hand. And they stepped into the season. They were not worried about being D1. I mean, you could just tell they played like they were going to win, not like they were the inherent underdog. And it was just great to see them just dominate on Sunday. I watched the game on my phone while at the baseball scrimmage, and it was nice not to have to worry about the score, not to have to worry about the outcome, because it was really clear UNA was the dominant team. Some of the, it got a little chirpy towards the end. I know the NJIT seniors kind of took a couple cheap shots at our girls towards the end of that game, but everybody on our end kept their cool and are setting up for something that's going to be really special Saturday, win or lose. But now that we've come this close, I say we go to Lipscomb and we win the daggum thing. And if we do, that will be one of the more impressive things that has ever happened in UNA athletics. And I know that that's a stretch, because everybody's thinking, you know, 3 football national championships, 2 in basketball. Baseball's had tons of success in NCAA tournaments. I mean, the list goes on to everything we've ever done, but, you know, to be in your first year of Division I play and you're playing for a championship, you've done quite well. And I don't have a game time on that as of when we recorded this. It was still posted as to be announced. So I don't know when they'll put that out. Might want to check Facebook or the UNA website or whatnot throughout the week to find out when they're going to play that championship game or what time. Because that's a pretty reasonable drive, and soccer has had really good attendance this year, so I imagine we'll carry quite the following up there. Once again, depending on the time, because we do got football this weekend, but it sure would be nice to get a championship this weekend. That's not something I don't think anybody could have even imagined in any sport for UNA, not just this year, but in the coming year or two. I know we're going to be real competitive in women's basketball. We have a really nice squad coming together there, but, you know, I don't know if they'll be good enough to compete for a title. So, I'm definitely shocked that we've done so well, and I really hope we can win that thing and bring it back. And if we do, we'll definitely will have made history, and it'll be a really benchmark for a lot of the other programs to take a look at and go, hey, if they can do it, maybe we can too. Provide a little motivation or whatnot for everybody. It's also been really cool to see the women's basketball team. I noticed several times over the course of the year that they were attending soccer games and just little things like that, showing their support. I think that's really awesome, and hopefully they can all feed off of each other and we'll continue to do well. But congrats to Coach Walker. That was really good weekend's work this weekend. And one more weekend to do it, and if we can get one more big win, we'll have us a championship. Nothing like hanging a banner in the first year. I'm sure by now you have noticed that I'm not a professional. I'm just a fan sitting behind a microphone rambling about my favorite team, but I do want to hear from you. Anything you'd like me to talk about, we will. All you have to do is email me at the unableachercreature@hotmail.com. unableachercreature@hotmail.com. Also, I've got season tickets to every sport that they sell them for. And feel free to stop by and talk. I'm at every game and would love to hear from you and your thoughts. We'll get them on here. We'll break them down, talk about them, whatever's on your mind. So, unableachercreature@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. I would really appreciate it. The more listeners, the merrier. And that's why I do it. Just so that I can kind of get my opinions out there. But I would love to get yours out into the open as well. Forgive the fact I'm not a professional. Just really love UNA Athletics. And Hopefully you do too. I figure I'm only appealing to like-minded individuals, so anything you want to talk about, whether we agree, disagree, doesn't matter to me. I'd love to get it on here. So, once again, for the last time I'll bug you with it, it's the UNA Bleacher Creature at hotmail.com. Alright, we're going to touch for just a second on the football game coming up this weekend and get shorter. But we're not going to touch on it long because, to be honest with you, Shorter's a really bad football team. They come in 0-9, 0-7 in the Gulf South Conference. We should be really familiar with them, being a former conference opponent for us. They just got thumped by a really bad Delta State team over the weekend. So, I don't think we should have much of a challenge, just talent on talent. I imagine that Shorter's not looking forward to coming to Brawley Stadium Saturday. One thing to note, if you haven't, is they changed kickoff time. I'm assuming that's because of the Alabama-LSU game being that night, but they have moved our game to 1:30. Saturday afternoon at Brawley. The best part about, I think, this Saturday, besides the fact we should win and win big, is there's a reunion going on before the game. I think the website said it's pregame festivities start about 1:10 and celebrates integration of the football program. A lot of people don't know this, but we were one of the first teams in the state to integrate. We beat out Auburn and Alabama on that in 1968. There's a great story on RoarLions.com about that. And for a lot of these players coming back this weekend, that's probably a pretty special moment for them. So, should be a lot of fun this weekend all the way around. Cool pregame, big win, move on to the next one. That's hopefully the way everything goes down, but you know, you never really know, especially with this UNA team. Despite having a pretty good 5-3 record considering the schedule, they've had a lot of penalties. You hate to use the word undisciplined, but it does come to mind. Definitely been frustrating to watch those penalties because they seem to come at key spots, but somehow we've managed to win 5 games in spite of it. And that was, you know, just talent. I think anybody at this point of the year would have took a 5-3 record. I know I would. A lot of the people that I talk to and are friendly with that really keep up with the program, I know they feel the same way. So, Shorter will be coming in. It's a 1:30 kick. And hopefully there'll be a big crowd there too, because Alabama's not playing, let's just be honest. When Alabama's playing at the same time we are, it does hurt attendance. So, should be a big crowd and get to watch a big win. Well, even though we didn't have any football going on in Florence over the weekend as we were open and hopefully working on penalties, the baseball team scrimmaged over the weekend. It was the Purple and Gold Series. I don't know how things went on Saturday. They claimed to have played a doubleheader, but I haven't found anything on social media or the website about it as of this recording. But I know they did play Sunday, and I was able to go to that one in perfect weather and watch that game some. To be honest, I've already forgot the score, it being a scrimmage. I know the gold team won it. It had its high points, had its low points. Both teams at times had pitchers out that looked well and at times were hitting the ball really well. It actually seemed like the whole club was seeing the ball well, just to be honest with you. They haven't posted any statistics as of this recording, and I didn't keep a scorecard, so I just don't have a lot of that information to give you. I wish I did, but I couldn't really wait any longer on them to provide any. But I do know that from an email that I got, they're planning on some improvements to the ballpark over the off season, and baseball is probably one of my favorite things to do at UNA. I love going to the softball games and the football games and the soccer games and the volleyball games, and definitely love going to basketball, but baseball, just that's my passion as far as a sport goes. And over the last couple years, I've been really disappointed in the way things have went. You know, we've looked really, really good at times, we've looked really, really bad at times, but we've definitely slumped at all the wrong times. And if you haven't looked at the baseball schedule for this coming year, holy smokes, it is incredibly difficult. We should, by the time conference play gets here, we should be a very, very well-seasoned team. The problem with that is, I'm afraid we're going to take some lumps along the way, but the baseball schedule is absolutely brutal. We go to Alabama, to Memphis, to Auburn, to Jacksonville State. Troy's in there. It is, Ole Miss is in there, I believe. It's a gauntlet of just really good teams. And then there's us, who's been an average Division II team. So we're going to, it's very possible we're going to take a lot of lumps. But UNA, the baseball tradition is so strong. I feel like we'll compete as hard as we can. I'm glad that we're eligible for the conference championship, because with the schedule we play before it, we're going to be having seen some really good teams, and that does nothing but help us prepare for what's going to be a very, very difficult year. So I'm trying to remain optimistic about that. Either way, I mean, just to see UNA playing these major, major conference teams, that's what it's all about. That's what this transition was all about. And moving in, you know, and it's going to be every sport. That's what's awesome. You know, we're going to talk a lot more about it next week as we wrap things up this week. But in basketball, you know, our women open the year at Vanderbilt. Men open the year at Samford. The men play UAB. The men play Gonzaga. The women are playing Xavier. I mean, this is what the supporters of the D1 transition wanted, was to get these opportunities. And in the coming years, you know, football will be doing the same thing. So you know, we need to try not to get too down about taking our lumps. And, you know, who knows? We might get a major surprise with the baseball team or the softball team or the women's basketball team or even the men, for that matter. Soccer has proven that you can set the bar where you want it, but you might as well set it high and go for it. And hopefully all our sports will do that as we start this journey. I know this year football, FCS Independent, sitting at 5-3. Soccer's playing for a championship this weekend. Anything could happen. And hopefully it'll all be good. Next week, we are going to talk a lot of basketball. I'll go ahead and prepare you for that. It'll probably be, we'll go over soccer and what they done in the championship game of the A-Sun tournament. We'll go over the football game against Shorter. Should be a pretty quick recap on that one. Like I said, I'm putting the cart above the ahead of the horse there, but can't help it. We ought to win that one. But then we're going to go into the rosters and schedules for men and women's basketball next week and kind of lay out the law of the land on that. And talk a pretty good bit about, definitely into the schedules. I looked at them earlier today. Had already seen them, but looked at them again. Might be taking some lumps. But we're going to have opportunity. Opportunity is what you live for. And there's definitely going to be some opportunity to get the program some exposure. Start building a recruiting base more than just a small region. You know, I don't imagine many people at Xavier or Gonzaga have heard a whole lot about North Alabama. But hopefully we're going to let them know. But it also, we're going to get a good opportunity in the Birmingham market, because the men are playing at Samford and at UAB this year. Don't get me wrong, I know Birmingham kids have probably heard of UNA, but they're going to get a lot of exposure to Coach Pujols and what he does, and they're going to get an opportunity to see what their future could be like if they were to come and play at UNA. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Please like, subscribe to the podcast, UNA Bleacher Creature. And I will talk to you next Monday morning.